Okay, you ready for the roll?
Yes, please.
Okay, Teresa Allen?
Present.
Teresa is here. Adriana Kasanev?
Adriana said she was muted. She texted me she was muted. So
okay,
I don't know what's going on.
There's nobody that's muting anyone. I'm not in front of a computer.
I said she told me she was muted. I'm just only passing on the message I received via text. I didn't say anyone had muted anybody.
Suggestion is if she can hear us, Adriana, why don't you hang up and call back.
Yeah.
Bill Crozier's present. Lyndon Foley. Andrea Lyndon. Bob Gartner.
Present.
Bob is here. Patrick Hoyt.
Present.
Patrick's here. Wally James.
Here.
Wally is here. Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Dwayne is here. Mike Lewis.
Here.
Mike is here. Marianne Martinez?
Present.
Marianne is here. Susie Moreno?
Here.
Susie's here. Venetia Padel Adams?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
yes.
We got you, Adriana. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Adriana,
I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm
Venetia
sorry.
Padel Adams?
You are
here.
I heard two people speaking.
I'm here. I'm here.
Okay. Venetia's here. Thank you. Sandra Rawline?
Here.
Sandra's here. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
He cannot get in.
Okay. Well, if you're communicating with her, why don't you suggest you try calling back also? Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Uzel. Can't hear you, Richard. Rita Washington.
Here.
Rita's here. Sandy Weinman.
Here.
Sandy's here. Ted Weiskel.
Here with a request for information. I just heard the secretary in call saying, I can't hear you. Are those I can't hear yous meaning they're not present?
Correct. But I'm going to come back and call them again. I'm just acknowledging whether they're here or not. And if I say I can't hear you, then that means I can't hear them, so they're probably not here. Okay, going back, Lyndon Foley? Still can't hear you. Nancy Sabara Naratomi? Can't hear you, Nancy. Wendy Schrell? Can't hear you, Wendy. Deb Shafto? Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Uzel? Can't hear you, Richard. So guess somebody text those people that are missing, which is Lyndon, Nancy, Wendy, Deb, and Richard, and make sure they have the phone number and code. But we have, let me count how many present. We have 15 committee members present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair, Chair Pro Tem.
Thank you, Bill.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you, Adriana. I got you marked present.
I'm asking the chair, Bill. Thank you very much.
Okay,
Madam
so...
Chair, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, I have a request for information, and I don't know what's going on. I was muted because I was recording the same thing, and I can hear everybody, but nobody can hear me, and I need to call again. Nancy cannot get in. That is worse than that. When you go to kpfcx.org, the audio is only for the meeting of May 3rd. Where is the audio for the meeting of May 24th? And in May 24th, said minute, and the minute posted there at the May meeting that we didn't even approve. What's going on?
Well, no minutes have been approved for either the 3rd or the 24th. I believe that Bill has the minutes for the 24th. I have not gone back and listened to the meeting from the 3rd to update the minutes for the 3rd. So
May I explain? Because obviously my English is not good enough to make everybody understand what I'm asking. What I said is the audio posted is only for the meeting of May 3rd. The May 24th audio meeting is not there. And the minutes from May 3rd are posted in the May 24th, not in the May 3rd. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand? Is my text clear, or I need to repeat it?
No, you're clear, and my apologies. If I made a mistake, I will have to go back and correct that. Thank you for pointing that out. It's appreciated.
It's the audio, Madam Chair. That's why we are using the Pacifica system, because the audio is recorded and immediately be posted, and it's not.
Okay, so that's something
that what's going on.
Thank you. That's something that I will need to request from Otis, and I will take care of it to make sure that the audio is posted for both the 3rd and the 24th meeting.
Madam Chair,
the last question, Madam Chair, I want to ask. I ask you, because you are the one, I don't know if you are in the computer or not, that's up to you, but you have the option to see the maestro screen like Bill does. Okay? I want to know why it's not available to all of us. Obviously, we are doing it with the other committees, and the PMB is doing it in some of the committees too. I don't understand why we need to keep asking for the same, because then what happened to me today will not be happening. Nobody can mute and manipulate the maestro conference, because all of us, or the one that wants, can see it.
Okay, so I understand what you're saying, Adriana. I presently am not in front of the computer to look at the Maestro system. I don't know how to mute people on that system, but I am trying to learn and find out from Otis what can be done in order to make sure that people are able to get into the call and be heard. As far as everybody having access to the Maestro system, I'm not sure what rules apply there. But
yes,
other committees
have it, Madam Chair, like I said.
I understand.
The National Board has it.
I understand what you're saying. I cannot fix that.
Please,
point of order, Bob Gardner.
Please do it, because that is fair, because it's transparent. Okay?
Well,
and people cannot play. At this time, I think that one of the few that can play is Bill, because you said that you're not in front of the computer. Okay. Bill is the only one that can do it now. Okay? And it's
Madam Chair, help the stack.
Okay. I think I heard Bob Gardner and then Bill. Bob, go ahead.
I wish we would get on with the meeting. These things have their place in other venues and forums. And we're just wasting time here.
Thank you, Bob. Bill?
Okay, just to correct something Adriana keeps misstating, I do not have, and I have never had, controls for the Maestro conferencing. I can't see who's on. I can't see anything. And, I guess it's a point of personal privilege, too, because she's repeatedly accused me and others of muting her, and it's just not true. And so if people are having trouble connecting, I don't know why. They can connect Otis. Chances are people, if you can pass the word along to them, they probably just need a call back and punch in their PIN number a little slower and wait till the voice prompt. Because it's happened to me when I've called in and start punching in the numbers too fast or too soon, it doesn't recognize that. It says it's an invalid number.
Well, it happened to me.
And can I make a motion?
Go ahead.
I move we approve the draft agenda.
Adriana, point of information.
This is Lyndon. Can you
hear
me now?
May I also make a comment about that?
Yes, Lyndon, we can hear you. Okay, so.
Okay.
Bill
I was also, I guess, muted because I was hearing everybody else. so.
Well, Otis said that I could blame him, but I'm not pointing the fingers at anybody. But the same thing has happened every time that I've convened this meeting. When I call in to convene the meeting, I punch in the code, I hear a brief second or two of music, and then it just goes blank, and there's no voices, no nothing. So I called Otis again before this meeting, and I said, hey, you know, something's not right. And he said, oh, you're right. I forgot to push that button. It's some sort of setting in the Maestro system that causes that. So if you call in, you can't hear, then I recommend that you call in again, which is what I did after I spoke with Otis, and then everybody was on the call. So hopefully Nancy and Wendy and Deb and Richard are all able to try calling back in. And hopefully
I'm Deb, I'm here.
Able to get in.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
Yeah,
he's coming.
Is that
I heard Deb?
Deb.
Yeah, she's always leaving when she waits on you.
This is Nancy. I got in.
Thank you, Nancy. I'm sorry.
Okay,
that
you got
you,
Nancy.
Okay, so I think we do have
going
Pam.
In the
I think the only people missing are...
He's asking to be on the staff.
I'm sorry, what?
I asked to you to give me the floor. I need to ask a question.
Okay, so I think there was a motion from Bill to approve the agenda.
That's why I'm asking for the floor, Madam Chair.
And what is your question?
I want to ask an adjournment time, because this the way that it to be determined, what is to be determined? Because obviously we cannot go more than 3 hours, okay? And then why we don't have it here on the agenda? People want to be 3 hours in this meeting? Fine, but we need to put it there. Wouldn't be open meetings that can, what?
Did you catch everything that she was saying?
No, I couldn't understand. Something about we can't go on for 3 hours, but... And I didn't understand what you said about the agenda.
No, I didn't say so. What I said, we don't have an adjournment time in the agenda. It said TBD, to be determined. I want to know that time, which that time is.
Well, I left the time open so that we could get this. I left the time open on purpose. If anybody would like to suggest a time for adjournment, that's fine. And if everybody agrees with that time frame, that's fine as well. Bill, go ahead.
I recommend we not have a set adjournment time, because we've had the last two meetings, it's been filled with disruptions. People clearly want to run out the clock so that we can't get anything done. And if we have a fixed time for adjournment, that just encourages people to do that more. So considering what we've had in the last two meetings, I suggest we not have a fixed
Madam Chair, Indiana.
Try to move
Nancy
on and get things done.
Madam Chair, Dwayne.
Indiana.
Ross.
And let me point
Indiana,
out, anything
Madam
that's
Chair.
Not relevant to the agenda is out of order right now, because that's what
Madam
we're
Chair,
for.
Dwayne Larkin.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Okay, Adriana, you've already spoken several times. I would like to let some of the other members.
Yes, but I need to give brief talk about what I already said, and I want to say something about that.
Point of order.
The first thing, Madam Chair, is that last year, during the whole year, you and all of you that were in the LSB didn't have even one Management Selection Review Committee meeting. Do not blame, and you start this
point
debate.
Of order.
It means a year and a half without any of you calling any meeting. Don't blame me. Okay?
Nobody's blaming anyone here. I do not
Nobody's
know
Nobody's blaming
why
you, Adriana. We just want to move on.
I don't know. I do not know. I cannot speak to why there was no Management Selection and Review Committee convened at all during 2019. I was not the convener. I was not on the committee. I believe that several of us have reached out to the person who was the chair of that committee, We have not received a response back. So it's a moot point, and it's dilatory to keep bringing it up. So I would respectfully ask that you stop. I think that Dwayne had a comment or asked to be on the stack, and I believe that Teresa had a point of information or a point of order. So, Dwayne, can you go ahead, please?
No, go ahead and take Teresa's point of order, because I'm sure it'll be more.
Richard on the call. Richard's on the call.
Thank you, Richard.
Okay,
so
Susie on the stack, please.
Okay, so Teresa and then Susie?
No, Teresa and then Dwayne, then Susie.
I'm sorry, Teresa and then Dwayne and then Susie.
Teresa, go.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to call a point of order on Adriana Cusinave because when she made her point, I wasn't sure if it was a point of order, a point of information. She didn't phrase it like, I move. And then she interrupted Bill while Bill was speaking. So those are my points of order.
Okay. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yes, Madam Chair. Just a note, I don't see any rule that Ms. Allen just pointed out. But she does have a propensity of shouting out point of order. And I call that disruption and obstructions, because she does it at least 10 to 15 times a meeting. Also,
point of
Bill,
order.
Bill
okay.
refers
okay.
to the
please,
fact
please.
That people, when Bill
yep.
can
point of order.
Openly point out what
okay.
the things
could,
people are doing
please,
during the meeting.
Could everybody please hold your points of orders until Dwayne has finished speaking?
It
thank you. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Yes,
thank
you, Madam Chair. It shows
thank
just
you.
How privileged they think they are, that they can just interrupt people who are speaking. Then they call those people who would do the same privilege disruptors. It's just hypocrisy at its upteenth degree. And Bill would want to point out that he can read people's minds and know why people want to assert their
okay.
right of parliamentary procedures to stop
point of order. This is out of order.
You're out of order, sir.
Okay. Dwayne,
I did not interrupt you, Mr. Privilege. I did not interrupt you, so don't interrupt me.
Madam Chair, can you point out that he's out of order?
Okay, I would call Mr. Lark. As a member, I appreciate that you have your comments about everybody and your assumptions about who's doing what and why, but I'm considering those comments
the same thing
to be,
said nothing.
I'm considering those to be out of order.
Bill did the
okay,
same
Susie,
thing, and you did not
Susie
admonish
is,
him. Do
Susie
you call that a double standard?
Stack.
I'm not going to stand for it. So
can
when
you
he
please
does,
allow Susie
and you don't
to
call
have
him
her
out,
turn
I'm
going to
call
speak.
You out.
Susie, you're on the stack.
Okay, I'm speaking to the time of adjournment, and I don't believe it's right not to have one because we all have lives outside of KPFT, and we have other commitments after this meeting, and we need to know around what time we're going to be expected to complete this meeting so we can go on with our lives. As much
thank
as
you,
we
Susie.
Want to be here. Thank you so much.
Thank,
I appreciate
thank
it.
You, Susie. I do appreciate your thoughts on that subject, but as been stated, when we have a set time for adjournment, then there are multiple interruptions for whatever reasons. I cannot speak to people's motivations, but it has caused us to adjourn meetings twice now without accomplishing anything. So we're leaving the time for adjournment open. I don't know if you heard me speak previously that I'm asking folks to respectfully be mindful of each other's time. If you have something to say, please be succinct about it. Please don't attack fellow members on this committee. Please don't make accusations. Let's just have a civilized, grown-up meeting where people are allowed to speak and where we can hopefully get things done. Okay, so we were back at approving the agenda, and I would like the secretary to call the roll for the approval of the agenda as currently,
yes. I move that we
okay,
add
Teresa
we
Allen.
Add 2 hours and a half to this. Thank you. As a gentleman time.
Allen is present.
Okay. Well, do you vote yes on the agenda?
Okay, we are in the middle of a vote to approve the agenda.
Request
so, Teresa,
for information. Request for information.
Okay, Ted.
I don't know what the agenda is. I've looked at all my emails, and I looked for something from Teresa that she said she was going to post a few minutes ago. It has not arrived. Can you please read to us the agenda?
Okay, call to order. Agenda approval. Minutes approval. Nominations for chair and secretary. Discussion of timeline and a discussion and review of the GM job description. I would like to have Bill call the roll for the approval of the agenda.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
The item number 7 is adjournment.
Adjournment. Sorry, I forgot.
Right. And
okay.
It was sent out on one of the times it was sent out was on the 24th at 4:58 p.m., Ted, so you can check your email.
And another time it was May 31st at 5:35 a.m.
Okay, thanks, Bob. Okay, Teresa Allen, how do you vote?
Nancy has been asking to be on the stack for a long time. Does anybody hear me?
Yes. We can hear you now, Nancy.
Now?
We're in the middle
only
of the
now?
Vote.
I have
Madam
been
Chair,
asking since the beginning.
Madam Chair,
do you want me to continue with the vote?
Madam Chair, point of information. This is Rita Washington. I have a point about the agenda information, please.
Go ahead, Rita.
Yes,
point
I
of information.
I don't see where we have next meeting date or time. Does that need to be added to the agenda, Madam Chair?
It does, Rita. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
And that will
point of information about the agenda.
That will be number 7 meeting, setting next meeting, and then the adjournment will then become number 8. Okay, I think that Nancy has the need to tell us something, so Nancy, please go ahead.
Yes, after Bill gave his reasons for not having an adjournment time, it was his opinion of motive, and I do ask the chair to not let that go on. That was totally unnecessary, and it unleashed a lot of angst. I mean, Bill, I wish you would tell the secretary not to do that kind of thing.
Okay,
also,
thank you, Nancy.
Are we going to have an adjournment time? I think 2 hours or 2.5 hours, but no more, not 3, 4, 5 hours. I've got other things to do.
We understand. We're leaving the adjournment time open, and if you do not agree with that, then vote no when we approve the agenda. So, again, I'm going to ask the secretary, Mr. Crozier, can you please take the roll call vote?
I need to make a point about the agenda. Can you hear me?
Is this Marianne?
Yes.
Okay, Marianne, what is your point?
Now, is this Appendix B, rough draft about the how to select the general manager, is that going to be part of the agenda?
Well, it is suggested.
I need to make some adjustments to that because there's something I would like to add to that.
Okay, well, when we get to that particular part of the agenda, we can discuss it. Will that be okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Bill, can you please call the roll for agenda approval?
You don't want to get one more point of information, Madam Chair. I have a question. Yes, I see you have 15 minutes for the timeline and 15 minutes for discussion and review. Since we don't have a adjourned time, why are we limiting ourselves to 15 minutes on both these items? Thank you.
We are not. I think you're looking at the old one. The most recent one does not have any time limits for any of the items on the agenda.
Point of information,
okay,
Madam Chair.
This is the one that Teresa Allen just sent to us, Madam Chair. That's the reason I'm asking. The one she just sent.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Teresa. Hello, Teresa.
Sorry, point of information. I thank you very much, Rita, for calling that to everyone's attention. You all should have the agenda as it was given to me, but I did add the year under the minutes, and I did add 2 15-minute time frames. Not that we necessarily have to adhere to that, but I thought people might want to know whether we intend to discuss this for 5 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or an hour. I thought some guideline might be useful. So,
I appreciate that, but I think we're all very aware about how these timelines get extended or conflated or whatever. So I'm fine with not having timelines. I'm fine if you want to have a timeline on that. So are you saying that you want 15 minutes for the timeline for the goals and 15 minutes for the job description?
That would be my suggestion, because I think that we might want to have some subcommittees that work on these things, but I don't think that we should try to do everything in this meeting.
No, and we certainly won't get everything done in this meeting, and I don't intend to be here for hours because once this meeting is concluded, I have to go back to work. So,
Point of information, Madam Chair.
If that's the case, why if we're limiting ourselves to 15 minutes on these items, why don't you want an adjournment time? If you're limiting me to 15 minutes to discuss the timeline, 15 minutes to discuss the job description, why then, those are the main two items on here, why then can't we adjourn at 4 o'clock and just say we're adjourning at that time? That's only 30 minutes.
Well, because at 4 o'clock, if we have not gotten to those items, we need the ability to continue if necessary. Because for the last two meetings, when we've adjourned at a specific time, we have gotten nothing done. So, again, I'm respectfully asking people to limit your points of information, to limit your commentary, so that we can at least have an agenda approval.
Okay,
so I'm going to ask... I'm closing the debate.
I have a question
on the
before
agenda,
we debate.
And I am asking
Mr.
Crozier to please
call.
I have a question, Madam Chair.
If I can, I'm asking about the agenda. Since Teresa Allen added these times, and they were not on the original agenda, what are we going with as the agenda? One that has her time limits on it or the one that didn't have any time limits on it? So I can know how I want to vote, Madam Chair. I think this is confusing. This is the kind of stuff that's confusing. She put those on there without anybody else's permission.
It's all
arbitrary. That's out of order.
See what I'm up against.
So I think you need to... I just think it needs to be clear. You didn't have any times on there.
Oh,
so let's
privilege.
Not have
privilege.
Any times on there. Let's not have no times on there and go with the agenda that you
okay,
have.
Okay, so at this point, we've already spent 45 minutes on this call, and we still have not approved the agenda. So,
this is the kind of stuff that you guys are doing. I'm just asking so I can make an intelligent vote.
Thank you, Rita.
Bill,
go ahead.
I have a point of privilege, please, Chair.
I didn't hear objections to Teresa's suggestion for putting 15 minutes for some of the items, so I assume that was approved without objection, but it would be nice if you would say so. But I just suggest you read the agenda again with whatever time limits there are for each item. So
I object. Bob Gardner.
Madam Chair.
I have a point of privilege.
What business does Teresa have changing an agenda that the secretary or the chair wrote anyway?
It's
I think
privilege.
That's the point to begin with.
We are not going to put time limits on the discussion of the timeline and goals, and we're not going to put time limits on the discussion and review of the GM job description. The only thing that has been added was the amendment by Ms. Washington that we set the next meeting date and time before we adjourn. So with that being said,
Madam Chair,
this is the agenda as it now stands. Madam Chair, roll call. That has been done. Adriana, if you continue to interrupt, I'm going to call you out of order.
I have a question.
Third item is approval of minutes. Fourth item is nominations of chair and secretary. Fifth item is discussion of suggested timeline and goals. Sixth item is discussion of review of GM job description. Seventh item is setting the next meeting date and time. And the last item is adjournment. Bill, will you please call the roll?
Madam Chair, I have a question before we go ahead.
You are approving the agenda. If you vote no, then you are not approving the agenda.
Madam Chair, I have a question before we start the voting.
Patrice Allen, how do you vote?
Can we?
You're
can
supposed you to answer a request for information, Sandra.
Yes. I have
the
right before
the vote.
Madam Chair.
Teresa,
Madam
can you hear me?
Chair,
how do you vote?
Can you, Madam Chair, can you tell me? I have a request for information about this agenda.
Hey, Adriana, you are out of order.
I need to ask a question, Madam Chair, because people are talking about something that I don't see in my agenda.
Bill, can you
look on May 31st?
Madam Chair?
I'm sorry, Madam Chair.
I've been trying to call the roll.
Somebody, Maria Martinez, talked about something that I don't see on the agenda. Said that some of the discussion, and I don't see it here. Where are those? Who have those suggested timelines? Who has it?
Could we
call
a roll, please?
Please continue with the roll, Bill.
Madam Chair,
can
you
hear me now? I've been trying to do that.
Adriana, your comments are dilatory. They have already been addressed. Bill, please continue calling the roll for the agenda.
Bill, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay, yes. I say yes.
You didn't answer my question.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Allen.
You didn't answer my question.
Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of the agenda? Yes or no?
Yes, I approve.
Madam Chair, can you hear me, please? Can you ask me to shut up for a second, Madam Chair, then I can speak? Thank you. Where is the timeline that you said?
Madam Chair, point of order. Madam Chair, point of order takes precedence. Would you please call on me?
Teresa, go ahead.
This is a point of order against Adriana Casanave. Her disruption of the calling for this vote is dilatory. And it is off topic, and it is disruptive. And I would respectfully request that if the majority, if you need to call her out of order again, that we have a vote on whether to censure her for the rest of this meeting.
Thank you, Teresa. Secretary, we are now continuing the vote. Adriana, do you wish to vote on the agenda, yes or no?
Madam Chair, I'm asking something about the agenda, and you keep not answering me. Marianne Martinez talked about something that everybody received, but I didn't know.
Point of order, Madam Chair. You need to call her out of order.
We approved the agenda.
Adriana, you are out of order. Bill, please continue. Let's vote on the agenda. If you don't like the agenda, then vote no.
I have a point of personal privilege. This is V. Patel Adams.
Okay, can't hear you, Adriana. Bill Crozier, vote yes. Lyndon Foley.
Did you hear me, Chair? I have a point of personal privilege, please.
Lyndon Foley votes yes.
Lyndon votes yes. Thank you. Bob Gartner?
No. Can anyone hear me?
Votes no. Patrick
Hello?
We're in the middle
votes
of
yes.
a vote.
Okay, so you can hear me. You're just choosing to ignore me. Got it. Chair, can I have my point of personal privilege after the vote, please?
We're taking a vote. I think we're up to Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick, I couldn't hear you. How do you vote on approving the agenda? As a
vote, yes.
Thank you, Patrick.
Yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike Poach, yes. Marian Martinez?
Yes.
I'm sure Marian, you're hearing me say no. This is Dwayne.
Okay, Dwayne, I hear you now. How do you vote?
No.
Okay, Dwayne votes no. Thank you. Susie Moreno? Can't hear you, Susie. And by the way, I'm going in alphabetical order by last name, so you can know when to unmute yourself. Okay, Susie votes no. Thank you. Venetia Patel Adams?
No.
Venetia votes no. Sandra Rolline? Oh, I'll come back to you. Sorry, your chair. Nancy Sabara Naratomi? Can't hear you, Nancy. Wendy Schrell, are you on the call?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, I'll mark you present. Thank you. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Deb votes yes. Richard Giesel?
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Rita Washington? Can't hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel? Can't hear you, Ted. Let me go back to the people that didn't vote. Adriana Casanave?
I say no.
No.
Adriana says no. Nancy?
No.
Nancy votes no. Rita Washington? Yo, can't hear you, Rita.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Rita.
I'm abstaining from this one. Thank you.
Okay, Rita abstains. Thank you. Ted Weiskel? Can't hear you, Ted. Okay, let me count votes. Yes, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. No votes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 no's, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I vote yes.
Chair votes yes. That makes 12 yes, 6 no's, 1 abstention. And may I answer the comment that Adriana was making earlier?
I have a point of personal privilege, Chair.
I understand, you will be next, Venetia.
I feel like spoken a lot. Can you please let me go first?
Why?
I think that's only fair.
No.
Yes,
no,
yes,
what? Bill has been talking this whole meeting.
Why not?
Oh, my God. Can I go first, please? I haven't said anything this meeting except for I'm present.
Go ahead.
Okay, I've been sitting quietly. Please let me finish, y'all. I've been sitting quietly on the phone for an hour listening to what's going on. Please understand that right now we are in the middle of massive disruption because white cops and white people have been killing black and brown people, especially over the last few months. I hope y'all have been paying attention to the news. What I have observed here, and I have a degree in sociology, so I know and I understand racism and society. This has been railroading by white people of people of color in this call.
Point of order.
I want to point
point
that,
of
I want
order.
To point That's not
you
out of order. It's a point of personal privilege. Let me finish. Let me finish. This is another example of white people railroading against people of color. This is exactly another example. This is what I'm talking about. I am asking you nicely as your colleague, as someone on the board with you, please, especially to the white people, pay attention to what you are doing. How do you not see that people of color on this call are being railroaded and have been for the last, whatever, 2 or 3 meetings? Please pay attention and see that.
It's called privilege.
Oldest of the day,
white
please.
Privilege.
Please, oldest of the day.
Bill for the stack.
And I'm recording all of this, and I will let people know what's going on at this meeting.
Okay, Bill, go ahead.
What Adriana was, trying to put this politely, asking when we started the vote on the agenda was about the timeline. Where was it? It's in Appendix B of the minutes of the last meeting that I sent out. I sent out a revised version, by the way, of both of those a little bit before the meeting, about an hour before the meeting. with
Madam
Chair,
when
from Ted
I can talk
already.
By myself, I don't need I know enough English that I don't need Bill to translate for me.
Privilege.
Let me know when I can ask my question without you punish me or Teresa Allen or Bill. Let me know when.
Okay, so the agenda as amended has been approved. The next item on the agenda is the
minutes.
Hear
me, Madam Chair? Did you hear
me? Did everybody get the minutes that were sent out by Bill?
Madam Chair, yes. Can you hear me? Why are you punishing me? I'm muted again.
Adriana,
I can hear you, Adriana.
I'm calling your commentary out of order again.
Madam Chair, I asked.
We are going on with the agenda.
I don't want Bill explaining what I was
approval.
Asking. May I ask myself?
You've
May
already
I, without
asked
translation?
And it's already been answered several times as far as I can understand.
Which one?
So now
Which
we
one
are
you
continuing
answer?
With the minutes approval.
Madam Chair, can you tell me where is the suggested timeline for goals that everybody's talking about and I don't have? Because that is my question. Where is that? And I don't want, I'm sorry, if you're still having a chair, I want you, Sandra, answering me, or you will punish me again. How is
Richard,
this?
To the stack.
Bill for the stack.
Mary Ann, to the stack, please. Please.
Okay, Richard, Bill, and Mary Ann.
Am I correct that those timelines were taken off of the agenda?
No, they were not removed from the agenda. Oh. They were a discussion of a suggested timeline and goal, and there was a discussion and a review of the GM job description.
Okay, so the
all
suggested
of that,
timelines
all,
are still there?
Yes,
no,
they are.
How confusing.
No, they're not.
Okay, and so, and I would also like to remind everybody to please just stop blurting out. If you want to say something, you really need to follow the rules and ask to be recognized. So I think it was Marianne and then Bill, or was it Bill and Marianne? I'm not sure which.
Bill, okay, I'll go ahead. You want to go first, Bill, or shall I go? Okay, I'll go. I think what Adriana is talking about is the Appendix B, because she didn't have that information, and I didn't have it either until I went. See, I usually look at my email on my phone, and it didn't show up on my phone. So I went to my computer this morning because I wanted to print out, make sure that I got everything, and that's where I saw this Appendix B. Now, this Appendix B is suggested timeline that was, I think, put together by Ted and Sandy, and that's where it has all this information about how we're going to go forward, our suggested plan for doing the general manager search. And I need to add something to that, and that's what Adriana's referring to.
Right.
Thank
and
you,
and that was sent,
Thank you,
that was sent out. That was sent out 2 weeks ago as an attachment, and when we get to that point of the agenda, there will be discussion on that. And if you need to add something to that, Marianne, I welcome you to do so at that time. The next item on the agenda
Can
is,
you please
I think
to me,
Bill, I think Bill had was on stat.
Approve the minutes for the May 3rd meeting. And I'm talking about the revised minutes. They sent out revised minutes for both of those, the last two meetings at 1:07 this afternoon. So let's do them one at a time. I move that we approve the minutes for May 3rd.
Are there any objections to approving the revised minutes from the 3rd and the minutes that were sent for the 3rd and the 24th?
Yes. I'm from Madam Chair. This is Rita Washington.
Okay, I think I heard Rita. Go ahead, Rita.
Okay, Madam Chair. I am trying to be as civil in this as I can. The
Thank
problem
you.
That I'm having is that you have all of these different people that send stuff, that add stuff. So when you get it, you're confused. If we only let you, whatever you send out, let that be what goes forth. Because everybody's sending you stuff.
Thank
they
you.
Send you what they want. Hold on, Madam Chair. Then with these minutes, then someone said they redid the minutes. I don't have that.
So how am I supposed to intelligently vote on something that you don't have? And my thing is, if it, when it comes from you, it should be the final. It shouldn't be any revisions. That should be it. So that when we come to the meeting, you will be able to have the correct information so that we can make an intelligent decision. We are intelligent people, but you can't make an intelligent decision when you don't have all the information. Thank you, Madam Chair. So would someone, please send me that information?
Oh, thank you, Rita.
You obstructing me bring
as,
that up.
As the secretary,
could I check your email address? Could I ask, make sure I have Rita's email address correct? Because I did send him out again, the revised version at 107.
Bill, you're interrupt.
Anytime he wants to.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, may I have the floor to
Bill,
ask?
Bill, yes, you are recognized.
It's just privilege, that's all.
Okay.
Oh,
for Christ's sake.
Yeah, I
May I answer this? I have recognized Bill. He is trying to explain to everybody as the pro tem secretary that he did send out the minutes. If you have not had an opportunity to look at them, if you don't understand them, or if you want to add or subtract something from those minutes, we can just vote to not approve the minutes and come back to them at a later date. Okay?
Nancy on the stack!
May I respond to
Madam
Chair's bill?
Nancy on the stack!
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure I had Rita's email address correct because I did send out the revised minutes.
It would help
Nancy,
when you
said
that.
And they incorporated the suggestions from Ted. Nobody else sent
me
any corrections. And so I have Rita Washington at SBCGlobal.net. Is that correct, Ms. Washington?
What is that?
If you didn't acknowledge it, she would have stopped.
I don't see them. I don't see them in my – I'm looking at my inbox right now. And I don't
I'll
see them.
I'll forward
Nancy
it to you again.
On the stack!
Okay, we can resend them so that you'll have them, Rita. Thank you. Okay, Nancy, I understand you want to say something, but unless you ask to be recognized, you will not be recognized, and screaming into the phone is not helpful. You're interrupting people, and you're showing total disrespect for this entire committee. Madam Chair,
that is what you think. I have been asking to be on the set. Why haven't you acknowledged that?
They won't do that. Just acknowledge them.
Madam
Chair,
I'm trying to give you the opportunity to speak.
Otherwise, I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Madam Chair, this is Susie.
Susie, I think that Nancy is on the stack, and I'm waiting for her to speak.
All right.
Thank you for acknowledging, Susie. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The last email from Bill is something about Bob Dylan, and thank you to Richard for sending something. So I'm trying to say that either it's my phone or my provider that is late, but I did not receive anything from Bill today. I just wanted to say that I don't know if I'm the only one, but I would like to ask that we approve these minutes later so I can look at them. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Nancy. In light of that, it sounds like several people did not receive Bill's email that had the revised minutes from the 3rd or the minutes from the 24th. So as a body, we can set aside approval of the minutes and address them at the next meeting. Are there any objections to that?
Bill for the stack.
Bill,
I may not have everybody's correct email address. That's why I was trying to ask.
Okay.
Because somebody asked that we not send them to the whole LSB, so I did not send them to the whole LSB, although that would be...
Oh, why didn't you do this before now, Bill?
Bob,
no, Nancy has multiple email addresses. Why are you wasting time for this?
Please let's not interrupt. I think I have a solution that might work for everybody on this committee, It will be important in order for everybody on this committee to be able to vote. So that being said, my email address, and everybody write it down, SDR liveliveplaths@yahoo.com. And I expect for each and every one of you to kindly send me your correct email address and your phone number. And according to this list that Lydia sent out, they want people's addresses as well, although you can send that. That's optional. I don't need your physical mailing address at this time, but I believe that that is what the teller, Terry Goodman, had requested. But for now, if everybody will send your correct email address and your correct phone number directly to me, I will make sure that Bill has that information so that going forward, everybody will get the proper email notification as well as the proper draft minutes, draft agenda, and any addendums or appendixes. Thank you. Okay, so we're not going to approve any minutes at this time. We'll set that aside and move it on to the next meeting. Now we're to the point of nominations for chair and secretary. I think that everybody should understand that there was a motion by the PNB that we are now required to use STB voting so that we can have secret ballot. This is why it's important that we have everybody's correct email addresses, because it will be done via email. You will be sent a ballot. You will be able to mark your ballot and use a code word on that ballot to make you anonymous. And then once you receive the ballot, you will have a set amount of time to email that ballot to the teller, which is going to be Terry Goodman. And the other gentleman's name was Fred. I'm not familiar with Fred, but
Fred Blair?
Yes, Fred Blair. He is the one that is going to be verifying the tally along with Terry Goodman. So does everybody understand that process, that you will receive an email with the ballot, you download it, fill it out, create a new email, attach the ballot, and send it to the teller. Does everybody understand, or do you have questions about that? And
Richard,
Mr.
to
Lawrence,
the staff.
Is there, I'm sorry,
Bill.
Who?
Richard, to the staff.
Okay. Richard and Bill, I want to ask Dwayne if there's anything further that he has to add regarding that process. Dwayne?
Thank you. No. I think you explained it fairly well, but I do take this opportunity to say that I'm sure Mr. Robert Rules of Order knows this, and Bill very well should as well, that a pro tem chair and pro tem secretary does not carry over to the next meeting, according to Robert Rules of Order. You are to elect at each meeting a pro tem chair and a pro tem secretary.
Oh, God.
So that you will know what the rules are in case you want to follow them.
Thank you. Okay, so at this point, if I'm understanding Mr. Lark correctly, we need to elect a pro tem chair and a pro tem secretary. So I'm withdrawing my name from pro tem chair.
May I ask a question?
Bill for the stack still, and I need to...
And
speak on
I
that
think
too.
I think Bill and Richard had
to
something
speak.
To
just
say.
Just put them on the stack for everything.
Well, yeah, after Richard, though.
Adriana,
after Bill, I believe that Ted had some information as well. So, if I'm understanding correctly, we have Bill, Richard, Ted, and Adriana.
Oh, yeah.
Richard, Adriana, and Bill, then Ted.
No. Richard, Adriana, Bill, and then Ted. Okay. So, Richard, go ahead.
Did I just hear you say that we're going to have an STV vote for chair?
Yes. STV vote for chair and secretary.
Can't have an STV vote for one position. That's just a regular vote.
Call it
IRB,
and that's good.
Call it IRB.
That's not true. I appreciate
yeah,
your comment,
Richard. The reason you have STV is if you have
22 members don't agree with you on the national board, don't agree with your interpretation.
Okay, Mr. Lark, I would respectfully request that you not interrupt. And to your comments, Richard Uzel, we have been directed to do this by the Pacifica National Board. There is no argument about it. This is how we're going to do it.
Well, they're out
okay.
of order.
So, Richard, then Adriana. Adriana.
Madam Chair. Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
can
I
you
can
hear,
hear
you.
I can hear
oh,
you.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Thank you. The first thing is normally we do that with Terry Goodman, and he will send in writing to our specific email address all the directives how to do that. That is the first thing. And the second thing, Madam Chair, I keep asking, I don't know why I cannot get an answer to that. Is any option that somebody can send me that timeline and goals, et cetera, that everybody can see and I cannot? I understand that you don't care what I said, but please, is any option that somebody can send that to me?
Thank you, Adriana, and I believe that we've already addressed that because it appears that several people have not received it, so there appears to be a question as to whether or not we have everybody's accurate email addresses. So like I said, I gave out my email address. I've got a phone number that everybody has been given. If after this meeting or during this meeting you will kindly send me an email with your correct email address, because the Mr. Goodman is going to need all that information in order to verify that he got the vote from everybody on this committee. So please send me your correct email address, and we will be resending out those attachments for the timelines, the job description, and the process for this STV voting. Okay?
Thank
so please,
you.
Basically be patient, and we will get it taken care of for you. I think Bill was next.
Madam Chair, I already answered
you, can
you
also,
with my email and phone number.
The motion that the PNB approved, just so we can make sure we're complying with as much as possible. But Richard is correct. The bylaws specifically say when you're only electing a single person, it's instant runoff voting. And we can't do something contrary to the bylaws. Although I must admit IRB is a subset of STV, but it should be as IRB because we're only electing one person at a time. But if you could send out the whatever the motion is, that would be good. And I'll be glad to help coordinate with Terry Goodman.
Thank you.
Also, and another quick thing is what Dwayne said a minute ago about pro tem chair and secretary officers is incorrect. This came up last year at the national board, and the parliamentarian for the national board said you do not have to keep reelecting a pro tem officer over and over again at each meeting. That once elected, they stay as a pro tem officer until somebody else is elected, or until you elect the permanent officer.
That's exactly what we did,
and that's what our parliamentarian told us
exactly
last year.
We're not going to argue about it.
But he was on the board. And he knows very well we elected a pro tem chair at every meeting and a pro tem secretary. He's lying.
Okay,
until
I've asked you to wait. Please stop making accusations against people. I can hear
we
who wants to be on the stack. Everybody
every
keeps
meeting.
Interrupting once again.
The people need to know we elected a pro tem chair at every meeting he attended and every meeting I attended for 6 straight months until January. That's the fact.
It may be what happened. We don't necessarily have to do it, but if everybody on this call wants to do that or not, we can vote. We can vote on it. There doesn't need to be an argument.
Just read
I believe that Ted is next.
All right,
and
Nancy, please.
After that, please.
Information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Rita.
Okay. I know you said when we ended that meeting where Mary Ann's name was submitted, we ended the meeting.
It could have been other persons wanting to nominate people, but we stopped the meeting because of the time. Because I would like to nominate. I don't think that's the only person. I would like to nominate someone for permanent chair. That's not
okay.
True. We did not get the opportunity to do that. So all of those that think if we don't need to have the STB voting, there will be at least one other person because I have a nomination. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Rita. Your point is well taken. And I think also the other reason for doing this type of voting that was recommended by the interim executive director was so that people could have a secret ballot. So, you know, I understand that everybody's, you know, falling on different sides of the issue, but the bottom line is the PNB directed us to do it, and that's what we're going to do. So, I would like to hear from Ted about the pro tem and the pro tem secretary and pro tem chair positions. Ted, do we need to vote again for pro tem chair and secretary?
Let me just read to you from page 453, start on line 3, an elected chairman pro tem, which is what you are. If neither the president nor any vice president is present, the secretary, or in the secretary's absence, some other member should call the meeting to order, and the assembly should immediately elect a chairman pro tem to preside during that session. Such office is terminated by the entrance of the president or a vice president, or the adoption of a motion to declare the chair vacant and proceed to elect chairman. If the assembly is to elect a chairman pro tem to hold office beyond the current session, in the event that the president and vice president are unable to perform their duties for that time, notice must be given at the preceding meeting or in the call of the meeting at which such election is held. The practice in some organizations of permitting the chairman of a committee to preside over the assembly or put questions to a vote during the presentation and consideration of the committee's report violates numerous principles of parliamentary law relating to the chair's appearance of impartiality and the inappropriateness of his entering into debate to speak on the regular presiding officer's duty to preside. So, first part in that was whether we understood whether or not the election was to keep the pro tem person in that position beyond one meeting. And I don't think we did understand that to be the case. Had we done so, then the position would have remained that of Sandra Rawline from one meeting to the next. But that's my reading of it, and I will defer to the body or the chair to decide how they wish to handle it. But that's what's in the book.
So if I'm understanding correctly in layman's terms, since we did not elect to keep me pro tem chair until the final chair is selected, that means we need to have another vote on pro tem chair and pro tem secretary at this time?
Yes.
Okay. So I would open the floor to nominations of pro tem chair and pro tem secretary. Are there any nominations for pro tem chair?
Point of information, shouldn't we do those one at a time?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you want to nominate someone for pro tem chair or if you want to nominate someone for pro tem secretary, please state who you're nominating and what position you're nominating them for. Bill, can you go down? Go ahead.
Since election of chair and secretary is the thing we're supposed to be on right now, it's the next thing on the agenda, can we just elect the chair? I mean, this seems to be really dilatory to elect a chair pro tem and then immediately have to elect a chair.
Well, I agree, but if there's objection, and from what I understood that Ted read, we need to have another election for pro tem chair and pro tem secretary. So I'm opening
the floor. Will I make a nomination then?
Please.
I nominate Sandra Rawline as chair pro tem.
I respectfully decline.
Dwayne Lark has the nomination.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I nominate V. Patel.
I'm sorry?
Anisha Patel.
Are you nominating her for pro tem chair?
Yes, I nominate V. Patel as my statement.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
I nominate Teresa Allen for pro tem chair.
Okay. Anybody else want to nominate someone for pro tem chair?
I nominate Marianne Martinez as pro tem chair.
Okay. Any other nominations for pro tem chair? So right now we have Vanita, Teresa, and Marianne as pro tem chair nominees. Okay, nominations for pro tem secretary. Are there any nominations for pro tem secretary?
Madam Chair, point of information.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Have all the nominations for chair been accepted?
That's a good question. Venetia, do you accept the nomination for pro tem chair?
I do.
Teresa, do you accept the nomination for pro tem chair?
Yes, I accept.
Marianne, do you accept the nomination for pro tem chair?
I just don't think I can do that right now.
Did you say no?
Right. No.
No. Okay, so we have two nominees for pro tem chair, Venetia Patel Adams and Teresa Allen. Nominations for pro tem secretary.
Lyndon, I'd like to
recognize chair.
Lyndon, go ahead.
I nominate Bill for pro tem secretary.
Thank you. Bill, do you accept the position of pro tem? Do you accept the nomination? Sorry.
Yeah.
Bill, do you accept the nomination for pro tem secretary?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Are there any other nominations for pro tem secretary?
I nominate Nancy.
Who spoke?
Susie, I nominate Nancy. I don't know why y'all can't hear me, and when I speak louder, y'all get upset. So please don't get upset when I speak loud, because that's the only time y'all can hear me.
Okay, thank you, Susie. I apologize.
That's okay.
Susie nominates Nancy Sayabara Narakomi as pro tem secretary. Nancy, do you accept the nomination for pro tem secretary?
Thank you, but no thank you. But I do nominate Ted Weisfeld as secretary.
Okay. Ted, do you accept the nomination for pro tem secretary?
Reluctantly, yes.
Okay, so are there any other nominations for pro tem secretary?
Just for a point of information.
Go ahead.
Is this just for this meeting, or is this to continue until we get the results back on this thing we have to mail off?
That's a good question. I would say that based on what Ted read, that we make whoever is elected as pro tem chair and pro tem secretary. I move that whoever is elected as pro tem secretary and pro tem chair remain as pro tem chair and secretary until the final tabulation is been announced as to the permanent position for chair and secretary. Are there any objections?
Adriana, may I have the floor?
Go ahead, Adriana.
I think that first of all, it's not necessary because you are making a motion that is again the Robert rule of order. But my point is, we can make the final vote before our next meeting. That doesn't need to drag on during I don't know how long. We can do it before the next week, and we will have the final permanent chair and permanent secretary before the next meeting.
I agree, and that's a wonderful point, and thank you for pointing that out. But since we don't know how long it will take, and we have not set a timeline, we'll get to that when we do the nominations for the actual permanent chair and secretary. So thank you, Adriana. So at this point, there are two people for pro tem chair, Vanessa Patel and Teresa Allen.
Point of information. Point of information, Richard.
Go ahead, Richard.
You just made. I don't know what all that noise is. You just made a motion. Shouldn't we vote on that motion? You made a motion for this to be until that permanent thing came through.
I did. Are there
Should
any
we vote on it?
Are there objections to that motion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's vote on the motion first. The motion
Point
is,
of order. Point of order, Bob Gardner.
Bob, go ahead, Bob.
I don't believe you can make a motion against something that's in Robert's rules. We've already established that this process is to take place at every meeting. So how are you going to make a motion to suspend a rule, and you didn't even mention that you're actually suspending a rule? It would seem to me.
Two-thirds vote.
Thank you, Bob. Ted, can you please clarify? I believe that that's what you stated when you read the Robert's Rules of Order, that the pro tem chair or the pro tem officers can be carried over if it's agreed to by the body. Is that correct?
It is.
Okay.
No, I stand corrected then. Thank you.
Okay, so we have the motion on the floor that whoever is elected as pro tem chair, and whoever is elected as pro tem secretary at this meeting will remain in that position until an actual permanent chair and secretary are elected. So, Bill, would you please call the vote on that motion? Thank you.
Allen, how do you vote?
Allen says yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
She says yes. Thank you. Adriana Casanay?
No.
Adriana votes no. Bill Crozier votes yes. Lennon Foley?
Yes.
Lennon votes yes. Robert Gardner?
Yes.
Robert Gardner says yes. Patrick White?
Yes.
Patrick says yes. Wally James?
Yes.
Wally says yes. Dwayne Lark?
No.
Dwayne says votes no. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne votes yes. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Susie votes yes. Venetia Patel Adams?
Abstain.
Venetia abstains. Come back to you, Sandra. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Can I make a point of order here?
We're voting.
No.
But I believe Ted is mistaken in his interpretation of Robert's Rules of Order. And this
we're
is going
we're voting. We're voting.
Of the parliamentarian of the PMB has already ruled on this. And it's like Ted against the parliamentarian, Mr. Tatum. I think Ted has misunderstood here.
We don't make comments during the vote, so you either vote yes or no.
Says Sandra.
How do you vote, Nancy? How do you vote, Nancy?
Pass.
Okay, I'll pass. Okay, Wendy? Wendy Shrell?
Yes.
Wendy votes yes. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Deb votes yes. Richard Uzel?
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Rita Washington?
Washington votes no.
Rita votes no. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskull? Can't hear you, Ted. Going back, Nancy? How do you vote?
No, I think we're making a mistake, everybody. It's mistaken.
Shall I record
just,
you as not voting?
Come on, Nancy.
Okay, Nancy's not voting. Ted Weiskel?
I said no, Bill.
Okay, Nancy votes no. Ted, couldn't hear you. Let me count. We have 13 yes. Four no's. One abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'm voting yes.
Okay, so that's 14 yes, four no's, one abstention.
So okay, so that motion passes. Whoever is elected today as chair pro tem and whoever is elected today as secretary pro tem will remain in those positions until the permanent chair and secretary are elected.